Talk with Georgia. 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 Talk with Georgia.
Welcome. Hey. Hey, everybody. Hey. It's time to what? Talk with Georgia. Talk with Georgia. Georgia. All right. Thank you for tuning in to Talk with Georgia. All right. So basically, for those that's new to Georgia's talk, I've been MIA for a little bit. I took a little break. I'm pretty sure I was missed. Hey. Sorry. You know, we all got to take a break from time to time. But I hope y'all can hear me clearly because I'm outside. I'm out with nature, you know. I think that's a snake. Might be a turtle. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted. Thought I seen a snake. No. For those that would like to follow me on other social media outlets, you may do so. Georgia's Talk is on Instagram. I do have an Instagram, so you can find me, Georgia's Talk on Instagram. You can find Georgia's Talk on Twitter. Also, WordPress. Georgia's Talk is there as well. And for those that don't know, I'm on every podcast outlet streaming. Every podcast streaming outlet out there. So for those that's not familiar with the podcast outlets. Type in podcast and then you type in Georgia's Talk. Amazon Music has podcasts also, so you can do the same thing there as well. Also, you can type in news that you can use because Georgia has the news that you can use, right? And I'm on iTunes, yeah, for all of y'all that have Apple, and that's half the world. And of course, I'm on Anchor FM. So hey. Don't forget to check out Georgia's Talk and subscribe to it. And also, news that you can use, subscribe to that as well. All right, let's get into it. All right, so today we're just basically talking about people targeting the tarot readers community. And I myself is a tarot reader, for those that don't know. So, yeah. I can read your future. I know what you're thinking. Yes, I know what you're thinking. All right, anyway. So, this is just basically a beware. So, you know how you want to be aware of this. You want to be cautious of this. This is just a warning. This is an alert, you know, for those that's, you know, that's a tarot reader because this is the main focus for the tarot readers community. And some of the tarot readers already know, but they just don't know who it is, right? I really don't know if I want to expose the person just yet. So, but I'ma just tell you the story, and just so y'all could be aware, because I'm not gonna give y'all all the tea right now. Okay, so this is just basically a cult, right? And I'm not gonna name any names right now. I'm just gonna marinate on it. You know how you making some ribs and you marinate on you marinate it first and then you put it in the fridge. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing right now. Okay, so for those that's not familiar with a cult is just basically, a group of people that's all on the same level. They're worshiping something or someone, and there's many different cults. For those that really don't know, you can look it up, Google it. I mean, but we all should know what a cult is, right? All right, so, and this is not just one cult. This is like that I know of for a fact. I know of two different cults. So, because think about it. In life, we all think that, we're the only person that's going through something, right? But really and truly, the world is so huge. And it's millions of people across the world that's going through the same thing or that's doing some of the same things, right? So, because there's a lot of monkeys out here in this world. Monkey see, monkey do, okay? Anyway, so we're basically going to talk about this one particular cult. Okay, and of course you got your head honchos. So basically there's the main ringleader, the person that came up with the idea, right? And then you got then you have two people that's okay, so we're gonna say the main person is the actual tree, right? And then you got one person on the right branch, and then you got another person on the left branch. So those three individuals are the head honchos, right? So that's what we're going to call them, head honchos. And then the minions is just going to fall in there. You know what I'm saying? Like little ants or whatever you call them. They are the monkeys. You know what I'm saying? Simon says, do as I say, right? Okay, so that's how we're gonna fall in there, right? Okay, so I'm gonna try to sum it up as small as possible, as simple as I can, okay? So basically, one individual goes out and catfish people. Everybody knows about catfish. I'm pretty sure the whole world has seen the show called Catfish, right? Okay, so one particular person goes and catfish the people, right? Because this person is very skilled, very, very skilled. When I say skilled, I mean skilled spiritually, very gifted, very in tune, very you would never ever imagine how gifted and powerful this person is, right? So the most powerfulest person has to go and get the bait. Go and get the bait. And because then the other individual is going to follow pursuit after. It got to be that one person that's not afraid. And from what I gather is, how physically some people are badass, right? And then some people are not so, badass physically, they badass spiritually, right? So this one particular person that we're talking about, the person that goes first, you know, goes into the dark first, because they're not afraid spiritually, right? Okay, so they go in there, right? And again, they're a badass spiritually and very gifted and skilled. Shapeshifter, for those that are familiar with shapeshifting and things of that nature, right? Okay. And so basically, say for instance, you're a reader and you just came on. So it's about, I say, 9-ish, 8 a.m. And you go on, and this particular person knows when you go on, and they basically gonna play around in your energy field, right? So basically gonna take over your reading, you're not gonna even know. And this is another thing too, everybody don't have spiritual eyes, right? And for those that do have spiritual eyes, then they could actually see this person, or you know. And then for those that don't, that's not able to see, then you know, because we're all gifted, like, well, we all have different gifts, right? And some people, they may not have spiritual eyes, but they sense it right for sure. And for those that, you know, their senses are sharpened, they may can smell or hear or feel or just sense that someone begins, you know, in their field, you know, in their room as they're doing the reading, right? Anyway, but this the head honcho that goes first, well, he one of them. Reading that this particular reader is going to be of love and light, right? This reader is going to be of God, right? And so what this individual is going to do is take over the reading and basically make the reading be as backwards, make it, you know, kind of like throw them off, for as you know, the reader is trying to get the collectives to step into their purpose, to get closer to God, to let God lead and guide them, right? But this, you know, this cult is wanting everybody to do the opposite. You know how the devil is against God? Well, this particular cult is against God as well, because they worship the devil, right? Okay, so they worship the devil. So they want to, you know, they want, excuse me, sorry about that. that's just confirmation, right? That's just confirmation. Thank you, Spirit, guys. That's confirmation. Anyway, so basically they gonna try to get you, at first the reader really not gonna catch it. Because I do remember one time I was reading and I was like, what? You know, because this particular person was in my energy field. I do remember this just like yesterday. And I was like, now they might not spirit guys talking to me like that or whatever. But then I just went with the flow because I was like, well, maybe, you know, maybe I'm tripping or something, or maybe I forgot something. But to make a long story short, if you of the light, you know which way to go, you know what's right and wrong or whatever. And then, but this person is going to tell you the opposite, and you know, and basically, you know, get your collectives, you're going to tell your collectives to do the wrong thing. And they'll be also in your energy field, you know, talking about the collectors, basically talking bad about them, scoring on them, and all this and all that, and telling you to, you know, because, you know, as you doing your readings, you know, your spirit guides help you a little bit here and there, some readings anyway. that's the next topic, another topic for another day. We ain't going there. But that's what I mean when a person comes in and try to throw the reader off. And, you know, so they can, you know, get the collectives to go to the dark instead of the light, right? Anyway, you got it. You got the picture, right? I know you do. All right. So, also, this person not only catfish the women plan to be their high Archie soulmate. And a high Archie soulmate is the highest soulmate out there. Very gifted, very crafty, right? Okay. And I bet y'all like, well, if this person is a high Archie, and why are they evil? Because they was once of the light. They did everything that they needed to do. But some way, somehow, some form of fashion, the devil convinced them, hey, you can come join me. I'll make you rich. I'll do this. I'll do that. And they sold to the devil. Because you got to remember, the devil, for those that don't know, the devil rewards his people just as well as God rewards his people. You see what I'm saying? Except God rewards his people with eternal life. So even when you depart from the earth and you go to heaven, spiritual jackasses, because we all have a purpose here on, you know, earth. We all here to learn life lessons, right? But anyway, so just because they messed up, and you know, and that's what people fail to realize, just because you mess up, you can, you know, you fall off the bike, you can always get back up and to get back on the bike and try again. And that's the thing. God forgives us. And all we got to do is repent of our sins, you know? But anyway, anyhow, so also this high Archie gets the women, and you know, and make them think that he's their soulmate, right? And of course women gonna believe him. And I mean, because also the person is famous, right? So even if they don't believe him, they will, like, they gonna be like, fuck it, this is I almost said so. I thought a Brooks person said so. Anyway Woo! We ain't going there. Not there. No. Let me get back on track. But yeah. So quite naturally, a woman is going to be like, hold up. This person is a millionaire or whatever. So let's see what he's talking about. Even I know he's lying. Oh, sorry y'all. The wind is blowing. Feel real good out here. Excuse me. Even though I know he's lying if they can sense that, right? Because also this person is going to try to come in and, you know, do a little something with your hair, do a little something with your crown chakra, all kinds of things, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of you may or may not be ready for this, you know what I'm saying? So there's other kind of things that he can do that's going to throw you off of your, you know, throw your intuition off and all this other stuff, right? So, and the person going, also he sit back and study you for a little bit before, you know, these things, you know what I'm saying? You know how, like, I mean, he's like, you know how a snake just lay back in the cut, just watching, you don't even know the snake is watching. Like, where that snake come from? I'm just saying. And I mean, because you know how snakes come in and they basically don't let you know that they are narcissist energy vampire right off the reel. They basically come in as a Casanova and say all the good things, do all the good things, and wine and dine you, whatever, you know, they do what they gotta do to make it do what it do, right? Anywho, but also he turns the kids against their parents as well, because, you know, and that's the big thing, because if the parents is on the right track, then what happens? And the devil can't mess with the parents. They gonna mess with who? The kids. See what I'm saying? So, in a lot of people, a lot of readers think that YouTube is taking their money and this, that, and the third. No, it ain't YouTube. It's the cult. But we're gonna get to that in a minute. Hold what you got. Hold your seat. I forgot to tell you to have several seats, right? But I'm pretty sure you done already had several seats, right? And for those that's working out, you probably done stopped working out. And for those that's doing laundry, I'm pretty sure you done already put them clothes in the washer dryer and you sitting down with your legs crossed. Like, what? I'm getting some good tea today. What? For those that's sipping that coffee, yeah, probably on your second cup by now. And, for those that's working out, you probably done already stopped and got up under the shade tree and sitting on the bench or just laid out up under the sun. Like, this is some good tea today, right? Anyway, so let's get back on track. So we all know that this cult, this practice, whatever you want to call them, they all done sold their soul to the devil, right? Just because they sold their soul to the devil, they can always repent and, you know, flee from the devil and, you know, ask God to forgive them, remove them for their sins, and, you know, this, that, and the third. It's never too late, you know? But anyway, anywho, anyhow. And I'm pretty sure most of them, this one particular one, sold their soul in their 20s. They were in their 20s. Because, of course, they sold their soul in order to get into the ministry and to become rich and famous, right? No, I'm not saying all people that's rich and famous have sold their soul to the devil. Get that out your mind. Everybody has not done that, okay? Let's get that understood right off the grill, right? Just because a person is successful does not mean that they have sold their soul to the devil, okay? Just some. Anyway, but what people fail to realize, it was already in your purpose to be that anyway. It's just like a person going to jail and they never been in trouble before, and they take that first offer. Never take the first offer. They gonna give you two more. But a virgin, an innocent, a gullible, naive person is always gonna take the first bait, right? Okay. I got the tea. Hey! Alright. So, again, this particular person portrays to be holy then I. Holy then thou. Right? Holy then you. Holy then him, her, whatever. Okay? But this individual has the world fooled, right? And what I mean by this person has a big, nice platform. And this person, I mean, when they open their mouth, everybody gonna shut up and turn around and look at this individual. I'm telling you. I mean, because I was one of those people. When that person spoke, I'm like, what do he have to say? But what you call it, sheets and black clothing, right? You can't never judge a book by its cover. Now, don't do it. But this person, yes, we all have a past. I'm not talking about the person's past. I'm talking about the person right now. Okay? But what I mean is, this person got the whole world thinking that he is so godly and he's so spiritually awakened. And yes, we all go through a spiritual awakening at some point in our life, right? Okay. But some people flee off of that track and astray off of that track and go another way, right? Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But again, the person is so gifted and crafty that this person can basically be at two places at once. This person can, so if I'm telling you that this person can be at two places at once, this person can pretty much be in one state and then in another state. Let me give you an example. This person can be in New York right now. The physical body can be in New York, but the spiritual shapeshifter can be can be in Texas. You see what I'm saying? So stop. Excuse me, y'all. I'm spitting knowledge right now. See? You see how the devil trying to distract me because I'm giving y'all knowledge and the devil don't want y'all to know this? You see how this distraction is just coming? Okay, sorry about that, y'all. But again, as I stated, this particular person, well, the whole court, to be honest with you, has the world food, but the entire court is not as powerful and as godly as, you know, they're portraying themselves to be. Because as I'm saying this, I'm still talking about this one individual. And if I told you the name, then you would really be shook. Anyway, because I was shook. Like, literally shook, right? And I bet you thinking, like, how do you know these things? Well, first of all, I've experienced it. I've experienced it. Not only did I experience it, and I lived it, you know. And I mean, that's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna go too deep, too far into the connection, right? And no, the person did not catfish me. Again, I said this person has a purpose, just like you and I. We all have a purpose, right? If you can't read between the lines, then I don't know what to say. All right. Are you following me? Okay. Shall I continue? Come on. Carry on. All right. So, again, he got this whole idea from himself having a purpose, like I said, right? And, yeah, we all have a purpose here on this earth, but in order for you to figure out your purpose, you're going to have to get spiritually inclined to God. You're going to have to let God lead you, guide you, and, you know, show you the way. So, we all on different levels when it comes to spiritual. And the world is not spiritual, you know. People think they know the definition of being spiritual. No, you don't. Unless you actually spiritual, right? And a lot of people ain't gonna tell you that they spiritual. A lot of people not gonna tell you that they're spiritual. And yeah, we all have gifts, but when I tell you, some people are really gifted out here in the streets, baby. When I say people are actually gifted out here in these streets, and yeah, people use their gifts for evil, and some people use them in a godly way. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, anyhow, are y'all still with me, or did I lose anybody? I mean, y'all can send a message here and there. I mean, y'all can let me know if you have any questions, and if I have an answer, then I will answer them. If I don't have an answer, then I pray about it and ask God to give me an answer, right? Anyway, okay. So everyone in the cult, in this cult, right, they failed their purpose and are evil, right? And they sold it to the devil. I'm making sure that y'all get this part. This part is the part you need to know. Right, so again, we have those that work for the devil, and just the devil pays his people as well as God pays his people, right? And you know, at one point, I did not know that. I was like, what? So that lets you know that I was gullible at some point and not evil. Very gullible, not Eve. So don't get it twisted just because you're gullible, not Eve. We all may or may not have been gullible, but I have been gullible, not Eve. Okay. Anyway, again, the difference is God's payout is for, you know, it's for eternal. It's eternal life you'll have forever. God, and then the devil, once he done, he gonna throw you into the pits of hell. Woo! Shall I cut it? But you're gonna have eternal life with God, right? So, again, as I stated, you're going to have to, the devil going to make you have to start sacrificing people, right? Or he'll just let you go. Once again, I hope y'all really care about this again, baby. Because if I have to record this again, I think I'm going to be mad. But I know I got to get it out, right? Anyway, anywho, so... but remember, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Right? Alright. So, and you know, I was going to say being spiritual, talk them about their gifts, but no, I mean, because people with gifts, you're born with them. Right? You are born with the gifts as a kid, right? And so you play with them as a kid, or whatever the case may be. But as you get older, you get a little bit more craftier with them, and you learn how to, you know, again, as I stated, some, they just learned how to use them for evil versus, you know, for good, right? Anyway, so the gifts is a, basically a different topic for another day, right? All right, so I kind of call them, I would say they're basically these people, they're spiritual jackasses, right? Because they're against God. Anything or anybody against God, I'm against them. I just, not over here. So, and they just put me in the mind of the devil, because remember, the devil is an angel. And a lot of people don't know that the devil is the most beautifulest angel of them all. Look it up. Don't be shaking your head. Look it up. And that's why a lot of people go to hell. Because once they die, they see the devil and they see how beautiful the devil is, and they mistake the devil to be God. No. So, you're welcome. That's knowledge. You need that right there, because a lot of people don't even know. Go tell your kids. We all need to know the difference. I mean, the devil was, and is an angel, but he was in heaven, right? The devil was in heaven, so he know what it takes, what you gotta go through, what you, you know what I'm saying? So that's why the devil know what stage we're at in our lives. He knows our gifts. He knows, no, I'm taking that back. He don't know our gifts, but he knows our purpose. That's what I meant to say. And he knows, he pay attention how far we are in our life lesson, our journey, right? And he gonna do whatever it takes to knock you out. So you better stay woke. As for a different topic as well, right? A different day. Anyway, so, but this cult, this one particular cult that I'm talking about still, they have been targeting the tarot readers community for over 5 years, I would say. So, and this is all on YouTube, right? So, again, readers thought that YouTube wasn't paying them, right? But really, they were stealing the money and stuff like that. Didn't I tell you they was gifted, skilled? And really and truly, it's really that one particular person that holds so many different gifts. You see what I'm saying? So if you following me, that one individual purpose was so huge on, you know, on earth. And his purpose, you see what I'm saying? Like, so they were, so the head honcho of the cook was, they was already out there getting the bag. They was already out here doing these things, right? But then when this one person that I've been talking about from the start, when they opened their mouth and told them their purpose and told them all their gifts, and that's another thing too, for those that's really skilled and gifted, don't you tell nobody your gifts. Don't do it. And the reason why I'm saying it is because evil people will find a way to try to block you. And some people think they can steal your gifts. And let me tell you now, you can't steal nobody's gifts. God gave everybody gifts, and that's that. Now, the only person that can take our gifts is God. He gave them, he can take them away. And he has taken gifts away from people that are strayed from him, right? So, stop trying to steal people's gifts. You can't do that. All you're doing is racking up bad karma. And I mean bad karma and curses. Anyway, that's another topic for another day. We ain't going there now. But anyway, anywho, for those that's gifted, don't tell nobody your gifts. So, again, I do remember, like, thinking, like, YouTube was doing a lot of things, you know, for my channel as well. So I was like, wait, hold up. And as I started, you know, watching other people, whatever, they start saying the same thing. So, but no, it's not that. It's this book. And don't get me wrong, there's more than just this one cult that's doing the same thing. But today, we're talking about this cult, right? All right. So anyway, anywho. And yeah, they're gifted enough to hack computers, accounts, and etc. That's all I'm going. I'm not telling you no more. If we get to that, because I know you was thinking, oh, she finna break it down. No, I'm not. I'm not breaking that part down. I told you a smidgen. And shouldn't have told you that. Again, they shapeshift. And for those that don't know, look it up. And yeah, you and I both can shapeshift. I have done it, but I got scared. Came back. No. It was too much for me. I don't want to get stuck in no portal, in no dimension. I don't want to get stuck nowhere. Okay? But it's... Oh, I ain't going there. That's another topic for another day now. No. 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 You ain't taking me there. I'll take you there. Hey! Anyway. Okay. But for those readers that, you know, kind of was thinking like, was somebody in my energy telling me wrong and it wasn't my spirit guides? Yeah. Because they trying to, if you of the light, because every reader is not of the light. Again, in this world, you have light and dark. And many of us, there's a thin line. I wanted to say from this, but I didn't. I had to catch myself. Oops. So anyway, if you're a reader, change your accounts, change your banking, and etc. Pay attention to every little small detail, right? And don't get too comfortable, right? Again, they're catfishing, playing to be something they're not. Just because, you know, again, just because they're famous. And I'm not going to say how many people are famous in that cult, but there's not that many that's famous in the cult, but, and the rest is just the little ants, you know. You know how an ants, they follow the leader, monkey see, monkey do. That's the rest, you know. Anyway, anywho, so, and of course they gotta split the money in so many different ways. Like, I don't really understand that. When people do dirt, like, why you need so many people? Because somebody gonna get you caught up. Caught up. Caught up. Anyway, anywho, so let's see. What else I want to tell you about this? Oh, and as it being a cult, it's also like there's a few of them that's married in there, so they have an open marriage. And basically, everybody's having sex with everybody. So, yes, women on women, men on men, and they're all punching on each other. Yeah, disgusting. Yeah. Anyhow, anywho. They have open marriages, right? So, anything goes, right? And I mean, but that's kind of how the world is these days, especially those famous people. But I'm not going to say all the famous people do that. No, they do not. But we see it on TV. We know the ins and the outs and the ups and the downs, just like normal, natural people, right? Anyway, so with that being said, if they're sleeping with each other, then they got that ooh-wee, meaning AIDS, HIV. And they're walking around giving it to the world because they feel like, well, somebody gave it to them and they just want to take some people out with them, which they already done accumulated a nice amount of people. I know because I've been told, and plus I'm a reader. Like, you want me to read you, write you, and redirect you? I didn't think so, boo. Anyway, so they're purposely spreading it to the world, right? So y'all need to strap up, be careful, be cautious, and I pray to God that y'all have not came across these people, right? And another thing I want to, you know, expose is, you know, don't think for 1 minute or 1 second that, you know, a person can't give you something spiritually, because these people... Thank you, spirit guys. Thank you, there's the confirmation. Don't think for 1 minute or 1 second that these people cannot give you anything spiritually, because there's spiritually STDs and STIs, right? And these people have entities and demons on them. So they have incubus, succubus, demonic attachments, STDs, STIs. Look it up. And I have been talking about this before, and it is on George's Talk. Like I said, I got the news that you can use. What? Come talk with George. Come talk with George. Ha ha! All right, so again, pay attention, and if you pay attention to certain things, you will catch what I'm talking about. But like my daughter said, she said, I'm just the only person that's very detailed, very, you know, I pay attention to everything. I'm not quiet for nothing. Okay. Okay. Because I am dissecting you, them, it, what? Yeah, that part. But I'm not going to say that part. Nah. That'll be exposing too much. Oh, excuse me. All right. So the main person that I have been talking about is basically trying to lead the world, because the world do listen to him, but he's trying to lead everyone to hell. Follow him if you want to. And thanks for talking with Georgia, 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 Georgia. Thanks for having Georgia on your mind.